sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hi, welcome back. 1 o'clock hour here at the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Still to come this hour, Stephen M. Sipple. Missed him yesterday. Catch him today. See who Tom Cakert picked, by the way, Trent Condon. It is his dark horse Big Ten tournament. If you're looking for a double-digit odds. Did you hear what he said?
Where'd he go?
The Huskers.
Your Huskers.
My Huskers.
Wait, wait, wait. I thought you were a Nittany Lion.
That was last week. No, that was yesterday. Yeah, the injury. Not
no,
good.
No.
I'm back on the Huskers.
I found another team.
Who?
That I like. So Rhode Island, my adopted team.
You're talking about a Big Ten team?
No,
oh,
no.
Okay,
but gotcha. A major conference team. So I've been digging for who's going to pull an upset, not in the first round, who's going to be the 12 to beat the 5.
I gotcha.
And we already have that show planned for the Monday.
Yeah, can we wait for the brackets first to predict
Virginia
this?
Tech.
Okay.
I like that team. They can play different styles.
Where are they record-wise?
They're going to be in that 7 to 10 seed range. But if you're looking for who can get to the Sweet 16 from that range.
Mm-hmm. Right now they would be the 5 seed in the conference.
I'm talking big
I know
dance.
You're talking about the
yep,
big dance,
yep,
right.
Yep.
There'd be a five seed in the ACC. There are 5 ranked teams. They're ahead of Florida State.
You give me Xavier Vatek right now in the round of
mm-hmm,
32.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
might
mm-hmm.
be my upset that I'm pulling.
Okay.
That's one.
I could see it.
That's one. Always digging because we don't have a whole lot locally.
No,
Creighton?
We'll find something.
Creighton?
I
know.
I can't bet crazy. Speaking of the ACC, Virginia, remember Malcolm Brogdon, who was such a great player there?
Yes.
He was on the team that beat Iowa State in the Sweet 16. I guess he's caught up in this Yahoo investigation. There's some big names in this list.
Yeah, there are. The biggest currently Bridges.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Michigan State, that's all they need, right?
So what do you do? If you're Michigan State, this comes out, just keep playing them?
We should ask Jason this. Do you put up a vacated title as part of your odds?
That's
you won't
a
be
good
able to cash
one.
Your ticket till down the road.
Right, right.
In this game. Yeah.
Will this year's title
date?
Be vacated within the next 5, 4, 3, whatever years?
Yeah, I don't. I think you have to do it within a calendar
do
year.
You?
I think.
Okay.
There's so many rules, and rightly so.
Yes.
When it comes to sports wagering.
Offshore, not so much.
No, it's the Wild Wild West, Trent.
It is.
It's the Wild Wild West.
You want to bet on the Oscars? Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's true. You want to bet on the length of the anthem?
Yeah.
How about it? Won't find it in the box score anyway, but the.
And I do it every year.
I know. Some guy in the back room with a stopwatch, we're going to take his word what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
That's always also fun, if I did this, of course.
No, yeah, I'm not saying you do.
Communicating with when you have a dispute with the people down on the islands.
Right.
Well, actually, I had that one year.
I had a minute 51. You guys went a minute 52. I've timed it numerous
times.
In fact,
right.
I got my neighbor. He said his watch said the same thing as I did.
Sorry, all decisions by the sports book are official.
Joe in the back room.
Yes. But I was able to get him. 2002, long time ago, I had Iowa to win the Big Ten in football.
Okay.
They went 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State went 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
And their reasoning was Ohio State got the quote-unquote bid to the national championship.
Yep.
So I got the verbiage from the Big Ten, an official document from...
And you sent it to them?
I sent that to them.
And they upheld your appeal?
They did. Now, a $10 bet at 12-1.
Well, it's a little easier to do that, right? Keep a customer happy.
All right,
happy.
Kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's your $120. Enjoy
mm-hmm.
it. And mm-hmm. I probably
we'll
blew it within the next couple
you.
Weeks. Right.
Right. You won't have it long.
Right. Now, if that bet, though, had a few more zeros
I've
on the end.
I've never heard of that. Yeah. They wouldn't have taken your call.
Not a chance.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Got that letterhead from the... I should have kept that email.
Yeah, you should have. That's one
Ten.
To be proud of,
yeah.
actually. I've never heard of that. Never heard of that. But then again, I don't dabble in the offshore,
right.
so I wouldn't know. I do know that Marcus Peters is being traded from the Kansas City Chiefs, for those of you just joining us. He's going to be a Los Angeles Ram. Now, there's no official compensation as of yet. We'd hope to get Nick Athan on because Nick has reported, and he's the only one to do so, The compensation is going to be a first round pick and a fifth round is what Nick, whoever he spoke with, that's what he's been informed it's going to be. Now again, he's the only one. All the the guys with the blue check marks beside their name, and I'm not sure Nick does or he doesn't. And not saying that if you have blue check mark, you never get one wrong either. But I haven't seen any compensation. You would expect if you're going to get Marcus Peters. He's 25 years old. He's a two-time Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
He's an attitude problem,
yes.
Clearly. But unfortunately, a lot of the good ones are, right? And that's what makes him, probably in his case, one of the things that drives him to be as good as he is. Look, as a fan of a team that resides in the AFC West, I'm not going to shed one single tear that Marcus Peters doesn't have to play the Broncos twice.
Sure.
Because he's killed whatever bad quarterback Elway's had playing under center since Peyton Manning. He's killed him.
Yeah.
I think he probably got Peyton Manning a time or two. He's a good player, Marcus Peters.
Yes. Not paid very much.
He's still in his rookie year.
His rookie deal.
His rookie contract.
I think his cap is just a shade over $3 million this year. There's a team option for next year, obviously.
Right. I mean,
the Rams
he's on the precipice of getting paid.
But you're going to get him for 2 years at a good price.
Absolutely.
Why not if you're the Rams, right?
Sure.
And see if maybe McVay is the guy that
look
can...
how close they were to advancing this year mm-hmm. even further, right?
Right. You got the windows, you never know in the NFL.
Mm-mm.
And they close very quickly.
Trent, the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl in 2015.
Yeah.
And haven't qualified for the playoffs since are drafting fifth overall this year.
Right.
I mean, when your window shuts, it can shut very, very quickly.
And they had an elite all-time defense.
They did. They did.
Just like that, goes the other way. Right. You don't get the right quarterback, and here you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I continue to say for the Vikings.
Kirk Cousins, I agree with you.
Shoot your shot.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Yep. You're that close.
You know, they stole Iowa Nice from us here in the state.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Bunch of punks up there.
I wonder if was that a Scott Sipker, who I like, by the way?
Sipker's
brilliant. He calls himself Iowa Nice.
Yes.
Have you heard the story how he got into ESPN?
No.
Remember he was doing those ESPN, those fireside chat type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently nobody knew. At ESPN, they would just, now I'm pretty sure, because I was down the dial at the time where mm-hmm. he resided every Friday, so we'd see each other. We're born on the same day, Sipker and I are, not same year. But apparently he just started doing these things and had an in there, and the in got these things on the air, but the suits above this guy
uh-huh.
had no idea that this was going on. And that's how it quickly came to an end. I mean, I think it was clearly ESPN worthy.
Yes.
I mean, anytime you're going to sit down and take shots at the Huskers, you're certainly going to move the needle in the state of Iowa, right?
Yeah.
But apparently, he was never, it never moved up the food chain to be, to get the thumbs. Now that's the story I was told.
Cause it was on College Football Live.
College Football Live, right.
And so they just pop it on there. And,
right. This wasn't appearing on SportsCenter.
Right.
This was, you had to be a huge college football fan to watch
the mid-afternoon show
mm-hmm.
in but September.
Then, right, but you did, but at the same time, that piece would be available online very quickly afterwards, and it's got the four most important letters in sports behind,
it does.
I still believe that they still are. Don't you?
Yes.
I mean, it's still ESPN, right?
Yeah, it's a brand that, I don't know if that'll ever dissipate. I don't think anybody will ever pass them in my lifetime.
No,
I can't see it. Unless
and what would it be?
Right.
You'd have to be online, I would think. I mean, that's what it seems where everything's going.
And even online, there's still such a presence there.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do every day when you get in here? One of the first places you go?
First places you go, absolutely.
All right. Is there anything nationally breaking that we got to hit on? Speaking of that, they didn't have the Peters news up on their front page.
No, but it's on the NFL page.
It is on the NFL page.
It's on the NFL page.
I was a little surprised by that, though.
Yeah, I think they're waiting for...
official...
Well, it's on the Chiefs page because I'm here right now. I was trying to find the compensation as well.
Their top headlines. Bills owner seeks compromise on protests. Jags release veteran running back Chris Ivory after two seasons.
And this is on the NFL page or the main ESPN page?
Main ESPN. Source, Michigan and offensive coordinator Drev Noe part ways.
I saw that earlier, yeah.
Russia's Zagatova.
Oh, go down a little bit because right there under the breaking news. Go down just a tad.
Oh, right, so you got to scroll, but it's not in those top headlines.
No, it's not in the top headlines
right.
On the right. That's usually where we look. Well, let's talk to Stephen M. Sipple next. And we'll do so when we come back here. Still to come, Chris Dobertine, more on the Yahoo Sports article that dropped earlier today and what reverberations it is making. Tip of the iceberg, folks. Stand by for more because it is coming. Not necessarily tomorrow, not necessarily in advance of this NCAA tournament, but feds are looking, which means fraud, which means tax evasion, which means money laundering, or potentially all of the above. Ken Miller Show, Trent and I till 2, 1700 KBGG.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun out in the sun here at Camp Sunnyside.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Carrie Hands Food Pantry serves the residents of Southeast Polk School District as well as all of Bondurant and Pleasant Hill. If you live in this area or use the school system and find yourself in need of additional food at this time, come in Mondays or Wednesdays between 3 and 6 or on Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday between 11 and 1. You will need to bring in an ID for each member of your family and a piece of mail postmarked and delivered to you for each adult over 18 in order to register. There are no income requirements, no checking of employment, nor need to be signed up for any government or church charity program. We are here to help. If you need food, we have it for you. Caring Hands has been serving the Southeast Polk area for more than 20 years and is funded by charitable contributions from those of us in the community. Check out their website at caringhandsiowa.org.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. We're online, washersystems.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hi, welcome back, Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I until 2. Chris Dobertine, SB Nation still to come. We'll get inside college basketball with Chris Dobertine. More on the Yahoo scan or the Yahoo story, the NCAA hoops corruption scandal that played out. At least a chapter of it, but many more chapters still to come. From where I sit, we'll see. Right now, let's head over to Nebraska, shall we? He's Stephen M. Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, Huskers, Penn State on Sunday, a big, big spot. NCAA tournament playoff hopes. I don't know if they hinge on the outcome of this one, but it'd be much better for whoever team wins it. Sip, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing fine. Sip, what's kind of the consensus over there amongst the, you know, the callers to your show, the people you interact with regarding this Nebraska team? A Big Ten conference usually resonates, at least it seemed to in the past over in committee rooms. But yet it looks as though maybe as few as only four teams from the Big Ten, despite the fact the 21-win Nebraska team, they may be on the outside looking in, Sip. Years ago, it wouldn't have seemed like that was possible. Things have changed.
Yeah, I mean, it's a kind of a unique situation. And and so I think it's interesting. Maybe it's been hashed out so much that at this point it's not interesting. I guess it depends who you talk to. But I see they pass the eye test. That's the thing. That Nebraska is a – they look to me like a team that belongs in the NCAA tournament. I think like a committee member would – if they would watch Nebraska, they'd say, yeah, they'd be a fine representative in the NCAA tournament. In fact, Nebraska looks like a team that can do damage in the Big Ten tournament. I wouldn't at all be surprised to see if this team gets in, Nebraska get its first NCAA tournament win. It's 0-7. And this is just the way it goes, kind of. They just didn't capitalize in the non-conference. And even in the conference. You know, they didn't beat Purdue. You know, they didn't beat Creighton. They didn't beat Kansas. They didn't beat Michigan State. They didn't get that, what they call, you know, what they call it, the quad one win. And I'll tell you what's the thing that always flashes in my brain through this. And it's, I think if you would go back and watch Tim Miles' press conference after Creighton, after the loss in Omaha, or after the one-point loss to the Jayhawks in Lincoln, you would see him more upset about losses than I've ever seen. I mean, it was not like Tim's a very jovial guy. He jokes around a lot. Sometimes even after losses, he's kind of like that, but not in those cases. And I think he envisioned this whole thing. I think he knew he had a team, a very good team, an NCAA tournament caliber team. I think he probably knew that they were going to be successful in a kind of a relatively down league. But I think after those games, he thought, oh, God, this is a nightmare. Those guys are smart. They can see things coming. I think that's what happened here.
So do you chalk this up to the Big Ten being way down and getting to 12 wins? Or do you really think this team is that good? There isn't those top-level teams this year. You mentioned if they could get in, maybe they could do some damage. But is this more a product of this being a really talented Nebraska team or just the down nature of the Big Ten this season?
I know, I hear that. You know, the down nature. You guys watch a lot of Big Ten basketball. From my standpoint, I say it's not as good as usual, but I don't see it as down. So maybe I make kind of a fine distinction there. It's not quite as good as usual, but when I watch Maryland, for instance, which is, what would you say, the eighth or ninth best team in the league?
Probably in that degree, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
For a ninth place, if they're, you know, the week they played Nebraska, I saw John Crispin, the BTN analyst, had power rankings that had Maryland ninth. And I think a lot of John, I think a lot of his analysis.
He's very good. He sounds like Dan Dockich to me.
Very much.
Yep.
I would agree with that. He doesn't throw as many flames as Dan.
Right, that's true.
But he had them that week. He had Maryland the week it played Nebraska ninth. And I kept thinking during that game, wow, this is the ninth best team in the Big Ten. It can't be that far down because they're good. Maryland's a pretty good team. You know, that Fernando Bruno's is going to be a really good center, and they have Herter and Callen. Those guys are good. But when I compare them to past Nebraska teams, Trent, I don't think this is the best team Nebraska's ever had. I think it's one of the top five, though. I think it's, when you start breaking down Nebraska's all-time best teams, this one can get in that conversation. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Wisconsin having a bad year in Northwestern and Iowa and Minnesota, some of the teams you're used to seeing, maybe not compete, but certainly at the top, being as down as they are. You know, Sip, I like this Nebraska team. I'm with you. When it became apparent that I was having a little fun with it, I adopted the Huskers as my team. I'm going to follow. In fact, I'm in Las Vegas next week, Monday, Tuesday, and I'm going to bet them to win the Big Ten tournament just because I can't bet the chalk. But that aside, because I like Copeland, I really like Roby. James Palmer's been my guy. I wish they'd play Shamanga more, not just because he's a Canadian, but I think they need the big fella out there. But in regards to Palmer, and last time we had you on, we talked about James Palmer. As far as the whispers that this may be his last year, is that starting to grow louder that he's going to have a decision to make after this year regarding his pro potential, or does it look more so that, you know, he's going to come back for another year? What are you hearing on Palmer?
Yeah, you haven't heard a lot of that talk lately, in part because he's had a couple kind of ordinary games. You know, he's had
the Illinois game was ordinary. I mean, he got his numbers,
He had 14 or 15 that game, I think. He had 15 against Indiana. He had a huge game against Maryland. He had 24 in the second half. But so you don't hear a lot of that. Now, Kenny, some of the reason you don't hear a lot of it, because most of the talk is about bracketology as it applies to Nebraska.
True.
So
yeah.
So that discussion isn't as loud. But you know what? It hasn't been much of a discussion. Now, I don't know what's going to happen there, though. I wonder if Palmer and Copeland, I think they're both 22 years old. I mean, it's not just necessarily an NBA discussion. They could just opt to go play overseas, and some of those overseas leagues, you can make $500,000. I bet Copeland could go make $250,000 somewhere. Some of those leagues pay a lot of money, so we'll see on that. And some of it's just the culture of college basketball is very transient.
So there's the, of course, statue at Memorial Stadium of Brooks Bollinger, right next to his head coach and Coach Osborne Devaney. Where are they going to put the statue for your boy Scott Frost?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's changed things a lot here. Frost doesn't drive that talk. He's very understated, really. But it is. It's changed everything. Without playing a game, everybody just feels a lot better about Frost. You know, National Coach of the Year. you know, coming home, all that, and just kind of the way he is, everybody feels a little bit better. But I see where you're coming from, and I do think, I mean, what I'm going to write about Sunday in my column is this ongoing conversation that we have, to me, is so compelling, and that is kind of what you're getting at, Trent. There's this exuberance, this crazy enthusiasm here, like I've seldom seen at Nebraska. Okay, there's that. There's this tug of war, though. There's kind of a push and pull. There's that balance with or against the notion that this is a fabulously difficult undertaking, in part because of the large part because of the immediate schedule, which I told Frost yesterday. I've never seen. I've covered it 30 years.
It's unfair, Sip. It's unfair.
I've never seen a Nebraska schedule in 27 years that difficult. He knows that. He said, "I agree." and I'll get to that story at some point. But Frost believes that too. That there's an inequity there. But whatever. I mean, it's a very fascinating conversation because the reality's gonna come. You know, it'll come pretty quickly. I think it could come against Troy in the third game. Troy's won, 21 games the last 2 years? And then, of course, you follow that by going to Ann Arbor, and then it starts.
Yep.
So your first Big Ten game, you're rolling into Ann Arbor with a first-time starter at quarterback.
Mm. Stephen M. Sipple, by the way, Sip, our buddy, I know you're very good friends with him too, Teddy Greenstein. I guess he had an exclusive with Delaney and this the way the Big Ten schedule was basketball schedule was formatted this year due to the tournament falling where it does. This was a one-and-done, as Teddy's describing it. There will be no more Big Ten conference games in December, back to the way it has been starting next year, which is good. Stephen M. Sipple, are you going to New York, Sip? I'm assuming you will be, right?
No, we're not. I'm not. No, there's just too much. We're just so Frost. I mean, there's so much Frost right now. No, I'm not going. And I can write that from here. We're just sending one beat writer out there, and we're just going to handle it that way.
Good stuff. Thank you, Stephen M. We'll talk to you in the weeks to come.
All right. Take care.
Good to talk to you. Stephen M. Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. Yeah, Jim Delaney, the condensed hoop schedule. Mm-hmm. Because it says it wasn't healthy and it will not be repeated. So I wonder if he's having second thoughts on the whole Madison Square Garden thing. And now he says there's 14,000 tickets, all session tickets, already sold for this thing. I'm not sure I believe that, but
okay.
He's selling us.
In a building that seats for basketball 21?
It's got to be, I was going to say 1920, so you might be right.
Okay. And that's sold.
Right.
Now think of, I've been to the Big Ten tournament.
Mm-hmm.
As a fan,
right?
I was playing.
What's Wednesday going to be like?
Oh, awful.
At least hundreds, a couple of thousand.
No, hundreds.
Hundreds, yeah.
Hundreds
in Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden. Then you couple it with, do you want to make the trip? You're a team, Nebraska.
And how long do you stay? Because if you're not flying Southwest, you don't get to dictate. You don't get to change your ticket without paying a steep price.
So you're going to get a hotel for 5 days in New York? Good luck with that.
Yeah. Bring plenty of money.
Still
paying
that bill.
Plenty of room on your plastic.
In 2024?
Right.
Or do you roll the dice and your team wins? All right, now you got to change your plate. It's just drivable.
Mm-hmm.
That's
to be.
What conference tournaments
Indianapolis
are.
Or Chicago. Tried Washington, tried New York. Get why you did it. Mm-hmm. Maryland, Rutgers, here's the bone. We're going to throw you.
It's a one-off deal.
No more.
Never again.
Never again. Just like there'll never be a Super Bowl in New York. I wouldn't think.
If you want to put it somewhere closer, put it in Cleveland, so it is closer to Maryland. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At least you're in the footprint there, but the outer reaches. They're not putting this thing in Des Moines.
But would Cleveland want it? I mean, Indianapolis loves it.
Yes. But I'm just saying, if you do want to go a little further.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
A
right.
little further east.
Appease them a little bit. They should just be happy to be in the conference and cashing those checks.
Absolutely.
That Delaney's made possible with that cash cow that is the Big Ten Network that I thought would fail miserably. Worst mistake I made. I made a bad one a couple of years ago. That wasn't good.
Yeah,
but that was my own doing. This was a take that the Big Ten Network would
never going to work.
Never going to work. Never going to work. Who's going to pay a Big Ten tax? Well, the answer is everybody.
Everybody. You don't
willingly
have to.
No, I know.
It doesn't show up on the bill. It's just in there.
Right. Well, that's okay.
And Grandma doesn't watch Big Ten Network.
She's paying anyways.
She's paying for
just
it.
Just like you and I. We're paying for a bunch of channels that we don't care about and don't even know exist.
The Hallmark Channel does not get a lot of run. I pay for it every month.
Yeah, I think my wife finds it.
I bet.
What would she be watching over there, I wonder?
Oh, they have those ridiculous movies, you know, Christmas time movie.
Maybe that's what it is.
A lady was beat up by her old man, and she found true love with the guy that's playing Santa Claus, you know, those kind of
movies.
So
this is like Fabio's books come to life?
Yes.
Not Fabio. Was it Flavio or Fabio?
Fabio. You had it. Yeah.
Got the hair, Fabio. Right?
Fabio.
Fabio. Right, gotcha.
Got to have that long A.
First time he's ever made the program in 22-plus years strength, so there's that.
I bring something new to you every day.
Yes, you do, and I'm happy for it, so never stop learning. Chris Dobertin, I've never spoken to him on the radio before.
Okay.
And I look forward to doing that next. He's from SB Nation. We'll get inside college basketball and the Yahoo piece when we come back. It's the Ken Miller Show, Trent and I till 2 on 1700 KBGG.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check AFSP.org/Iowa for more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out of darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter online, AFSP.org/Iowa.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
It's on. JCPenney is going big on savings all weekend long. Friday through Sunday, score a whopping 60% off Arizona denim for the family and 60% off Arizona for kids. Tops, jeans, shorts, and more. Yeah. Plus, no worries. Arizona quality is guaranteed for 1 year with your receipt. A win-win? We think so. Savings so big, you don't need a coupon. This weekend at JCPenney. Offer represents savings on regular or original prices. Multiply last. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Chili's wants to know, when was the last time you had a great lunch?
When was the last time you had a great lunch?
Oh, and we're singing too.
We go way back, baby, back with our singing.
Yeah, we do, but lunch is our thing too.
We've got 10 lunches for just $7.
Burgers, quesadillas, just $7 for lunch.
Just $7 for 10 awesome lunches.
It's even better when you say it that way.
It's pretty much the same thing, but I flipped it. Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back.
With lunch for $7.
Or take Chili's lunch to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii, not available in Alaska and Canada.
Your home for UNI basketball is right here, 1700 KBGG.
It's stolen away. McLeod's got it for UNI. Juwan for Brown. He'll throw it inside to Pick. He laid it up and in.
Catch every Panther basketball game, home and away, on 1700 KBGG with a call from Gary Rima. And the head coach for the Panthers, Ben Jacobson, joins Jimmy B and TC each Monday at 5:15. Presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Your home for the Panthers, 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
I know. You picture a flag flying and it's almost always against a clear blue sky on a sunny summer day, right? Well, it doesn't have to be. Flag Guy here. Nothing wrong with a flag flying in the middle of winter. Your favorite team's colors would do well to break up the bleak, cold time of year. Besides, with the football playoffs, basketball getting great, and spring ball just around the corner, it's a great time to fly your flag. Shop Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or take free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com.
All right, let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it.
Huge bus.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent and I are here until 2. Now, Jimmy B and TC will be back with you for your afternoon drive from 4 until 6. But our final segment of the week, it's been a busy show. Chris Dobertine checks in, SBNation.com, follows college hoops very, very closely. And, of course, the bracket is what we should be talking about, what we would have been talking about in previous years. BloggingTheBracket.com is where you can find Chris. But, unfortunately, there's more news in college hoops. We knew this shoe was going to drop. But this is just maybe, I don't want to say a pebble, a speck in the ocean at this point, but the piece that came out to Yahoo today, while damning Chris, certainly not the last we're going to hear. Is that how you read it as well?
Yeah, this seems very kind of low-level type stuff. I mean, it seems like most of the stuff we're talking about here are kind of, you know, minor payments. There's a lot of loans that apparently have been paid back, so it's kind of like, okay, well, what's the big deal? I think the big deal is really the fact that there are just so many teams involved, including some really heavy hitters. I mean, you've got Michigan State, you've got UNC, you've got Duke, you've got Kentucky all involved here. And you can't really get, you know, much bigger than those four names at this point.
So I want to start on the local level, and Monte Morris of Iowa State was named. A dinner with an agent.
Here it's a breakfast now, according to his mom.
A breakfast.
Yep. Okay.
What I mean, from the scope that we're talking about, the bigger scale and the outright payments that appear to be there, this, on the other hand, I mean, does it come out because there's so much else going on that a program like Iowa State really doesn't have to worry about anything because the NCAA obviously has much bigger fish to fry?
Yeah, based on this, I think that this would not be really too much of a concern in Ames. I think that unless more stuff comes out later on, which we don't know how much is actually still out there beyond this, but right now, I think this wouldn't be something to really, you know, pay too much attention to.
Of all the people that were caught up in this thing, I'm assuming
Or maybe I'm wrong. Do you think they all kept this detailed of records, as Andy Miller apparently did? I mean, expense reports and down to the penny. I mean, and 34 cents and 2 cents and 42 cents. I mean, it's just amazing that the how detailed this was. Do you think, are we going to see more of these, do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I think that probably you'd see this more on the agency side than anywhere else because, you know, obviously on the business side, you're going to be tracking things like that. So I think that there really is what has kind of been reported out there. I think we're going to be seeing probably more of this, you know, dropping over the next couple of weeks.
There are plenty of people out there that say, what's the big deal? These guys should be paid. There should be money given out. And it seems like a growing sentiment that...
I'm one of them and have been for years.
Just feel like, okay, so they're getting what they deserve. Where do you fall on that? And is this the straw that breaks the camel's back? Is this what tips us to a new look for the NCAA? It's still going to be years down the line. Where do you think this leads to?
I'm definitely on the players should be getting more. And, you know, this really, to me, doesn't really seem like a really great use of the FBI's resources. Why is the FBI really being used as kind of a vehicle for NCAA enforcement? That's the kind of thing that kind of fits with me here kind of badly. And that's kind of what I think is potentially the end game here, is if this ends up being such a big deal that so many schools are sucked into it, into the vortex, this is something where I just think a whole bunch of schools just say, forget it, we're not going to deal with the NCAA. You know, kind of like I've been thinking they probably should have been doing on the football side for a long time, since that, you know, setup is so different than everything else, that they're just going to go ahead and take this opportunity to walk away. Granted, this is not the type of thing we're not going to be seeing teams, you know, preemptively eliminating themselves from NCAA tournament contention over the next week because of this. This is something that's going to take years. So this is not an immediate thing, but I think that, you know, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, that might be the type of thing that you see happen and the whole house would come crashing down.
And when you say that, and I agree with you, how widespread is this going to be, Chris? I mean, how many programs, how many coaches? I know it's difficult to say right now. We just don't know what's going on. And as the investigation continues here, and I mean, it's criminal with potentially tax implications, tax fraud implications, money laundering implications. How many schools do you think, I mean, it's hard to say, I get it, but how deep will it go?
I think it's going to be fairly deep because really you go and look at, you know, what's going on in the high schools and what's going on the AAU level, the amateur level, you know, to get players into college and just how fierce the competition is, especially between the shoe companies. That's where I think a lot of this is coming from. And you know, with the shoe companies really being so integrated into athletic departments at this point. I mean, I'm thinking about as a Florida alum how, you know, we made such a big deal about switching from Nike to the Jordan sub-brand of Nike, you know, a few months ago, and that's coming down the pike. You know, that's the type of thing I'm thinking about, because really without the backing of Nike and Adidas and Under Armour, a lot of these schools can't really, you know, compete with the rest.
Chris, he mentioned something that caught my ear. Nothing for this year. You don't see any of these teams putting in a self-imposed ban right away. This is going to be something that is going to lead to next season. That's what you believe?
Yes, I think so. I think that we're still kind of, I think the schools are really kind of treating this more as conjecture and are really going to fight to deny it and say this isn't really anything wrong and, you know, everybody's kind of doing it. You know, just they're going to wait until there's a lot more detail and probably a lot more damning stuff comes out.
Can we talk about the games, boys? Can we talk about this weekend? That's too soon. Chris D'Albertine, SB Nation, is our guest. Chris, it's crazy that the Big Ten is wrapping up this week, but yet they are, and we understand why. You know, they wanted Madison Square Garden. They wanted to throw Rutgers a bone, I guess, and because after all, it's all about that TV market that very few care about. But and the schedule is backloaded to Sunday. I mean, I think there's one game tonight. There's only one Big Ten tilt tomorrow, but really heavy backloaded to Sunday. Penn State and Nebraska, do you get the sense, blogging, following the brackets the way that you do, Chris, is this, I don't want to say an elimination game because they still got the Big Ten tournament, but really important, right? The team that wins this game is going to feel better about their chances, or are they?
I think Penn State's really put themselves in a world of hurt by losing to Purdue and Michigan. I think they're pretty much done. I think they have to win the Big Ten tournament to get in. Nebraska's in a very interesting position, though, because they're right at the cusp of that 4 and the 5 seed. And Maryland is playing Michigan on Saturday. That's the Saturday game.
Yep.
And, you know, they're tied right now. I wrote about this today that, you know, if Michigan wins, Nebraska really needs to win that game against Penn State, too, because, you know, they're going to share the 4 and the 5 seed. Nebraska has the edge to beat Michigan. So they, you know, they equal Michigan's result. They're going to be fine. And I'd really rather find Nebraska have that 4 seed because you're avoiding that game against the 12 or the 13 in the first round. You're getting that extra day. And you're setting yourself up, you know, either way, because you're going to get the 1 seed potentially in the semifinal, and then, you know, probably a 2 or 3 seed if you make it to the final. And when you need quality wins, that's a good setup for you. But you don't want to play that extra game against a team that can completely torpedo your chances, you know, on Wednesday.
Another neighbor to the west, Creighton, they solidly in the tournament right now. How precarious of a situation are they? Of course, this week they're going to welcome in Villanova. Win there feels like pretty much locks it up. But, Chris, when you look at the Blue Jays, are they in trouble at all if they would lose out? Are they pretty solid in your mind?
Yeah, the good thing for Creighton is they, you know, they still have a respectable RPI. They're still, you know, 40, 41 kind of in that range. They don't have any bad losses. But they really need to start winning some more quality games. That game against Villanova is going to be important. I think their season finale against Marquette, because Marquette's kind of on the cusp of really solidifying a place themselves, is another big one, because they're 2-7 against Group 1. You know, that probably isn't going to do it without, you know, a little bit extra work and, you know, in the Big East tournament. I just kind of been looking at, you know, Creighton, Butler, Providence, kind of that, you know, second, third tier of really, you know, the Big East, and their profiles really aren't as, you know, rock solid as you kind of would think that they would be.
Hmm. Chris Dobertine, Chris, my last question for you. Saturday, look, it was circled on my must-watch list for a couple of weeks now, Texas Tech. Keenan Evans, he tried to play against Oklahoma State. I got to give him credit for that, hindsight being what it is. Probably would have been better suited to, you know, to sit that one out. He's dealing with a toe issue. I don't know if it's turf toe like, you know, like we see in the NFL or college football, but it's clearly serious. I mean, he had 2 points the other night. This is a much better player than that. They host Kansas. Kansas is now right wherever they've been for the last 14 years, right on the precipice of doing it again. Texas Tech at Lubbock's going to be crazy, but without Keenan Evans at 100%, can they knock off the Jayhawks?
I think without him, that's going to be a big ask, because really it's not even just the Oklahoma State game. I mean, they went and played Baylor, too, and he only played 18 minutes in that game. So he has 6 points in his last two games, which is, you know, definitely not the sign of somebody who's healthy. And this is somebody I'm looking at his KenPom game log right now. You know, he had 2 game MVPs before that. He has 5 game MVPs in the 7 games before that. So that is a real true difference maker. And even though they're going to have a great home crowd advantage, Kansas is playing a lot better right now. And I think that could really be a difference if he's not back.
We appreciate you coming on, Chris. Thank you. It's the first time I've ever had the pleasure of you being on the radio with us, and I look forward to doing this again. Thank you, Chris Dobertine.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Good to talk to you. Chris Dobertine, SBNation.com, bloggingthebracket.com. Good guest, Trent Connan. Thank you for that.
One of my favorite people.
Yeah, he's good. I can see why you keep him for your show. Don't want to share him with me.
Well, we can always share. All we right, always share. Right. But
team player over there.
I try to be. The reason that I found Chris years back, he always puts together the preseason, the exempt tournaments, a comprehensive list of everything. So that's
when
I first
found him. And as the basketball fan that you are, you're jonesing for that.
Absolutely. So that's when I first found him. And coming up when we get conference tournaments, which start next week, go to Blogging the Bracket. He has everything listed, TV start times. So you want to watch North Dakota in the Big Sky Conference? You know where to go. He has every conference, all the TV partners.
Tip time and the TV partners. Kind of like that LSU.net where I cut the college football.
Yep.
That's I didn't know that.
BloggingTheBracket.com.
Blogging the Bracket. I learned a couple of things. A, Chris is a really good guest, and B, Blogging the Bracket is a destination for tip times and television destinations. All right, your destination tonight, you've got a little high school boys action. What time will you be on the radio tonight, Trent?
Game starts at 7. It's Valley hosting Ankeny Centennial, the 2 and 3 seeds from their sub-state. 7 o'clock tip, so about 6:45, 6:50, right in that range.
Centennial girls got beat, huh?
They did, by Valley. Revenge on the mind of the boys' side.
Well, can they get it tonight?
Yeah, this is very evenly matched. In fact, I believe, I have to go through, I call so many games. I think I called these two teams when they played each other, came down to the wire in that one.
They do run into each other. Plus wrestling and all the mats that you were trying to pay attention to last week.
Yes, and a lot of games on the basketball side, but should be a really good one. Ankeny Centennial, they got their point guard, Hunter Strait. Just love watching him play. He transferred in last year. His dad lives in Ankeny and came over from Cedar Rapids. Really nice player. He can take over kind of when he wants to. I'd like to see him be a little bit more aggressive. And the Valley team, a lot of good athletes out there. They're always fun to watch, and BJ does a great job with that program. So sub-state semifinal. Winners tonight move on. They'll be playing Tuesday night to get to the state tournament.
Very nice. Well, speaking of that state tournament, the girls starts next week. You'll be very busy. Do you have it mapped out yet? Should I go to Blogging the Bracket to get that?
That's a good call. Chris probably has it. We will begin bright and early Monday morning.
Okay.
10 a.m. is our first
Who's we?
Game.
I've got a flight to catch.
Well, I will.
You will. There you go.
And Gary Steenblack, who helped me on football coverage, he'll be with me down there. Love calling games with Gary. He's a lot of fun. So game one will be Johnston against Waukee. They're the 4 and 5 seeds at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Then West Des Moines Valley, who's the defending champions, but the 8 seed, against undefeated Iowa City, City High.
And that tips at what time?
11:45.
Okay.
After that, Dowling Catholic against Iowa City West.
So you got a full day down there.
3:15, Indianola against Cedar Falls.
Good.
Quadruple header of coverage.
Very nice. You'll be ready for a break.
Yes.
Now, what does that do to your show? You're in Jimmy B.
We'll probably take over a little after 5 o'clock.
So a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 45 minutes or so?
Right in that range.
Good.
And take it up till 6 o'clock, and then I'll go home and go to bed.
All right. So I'm in Vegas Monday, Tuesday, L.A. for the remainder of the week. Do you have a... Would you lead me in any direction as far as betting the Big Ten? I want to bet Penn State or Nebraska. I'm going to bet whoever wins Sunday.
Okay. You're going
to win
jump
the tournament. I don't want to bet Michigan State. Is there anybody else?
I'm going to flash you a 10 for it to put on the Hawks.
Well, that's not going to see the light of day. I'll get my pocket and stay there as it should.
Now you're booking your own things? You can't do that.
No, you're right. I can't do that.
No, I'm joking. And I would rather burn $10 than put them on the Hawks to win it. I don't know. Depends on what the numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State, Purdue. Michigan State will probably be what, like plus 125.
Not very. Yeah.
Purdue,
too short for me.
175 maybe.
Yeah.
Michigan did it last year. Remember the plane?
I do. The shoes. The
yes.
Yeah, I do remember that. Now
played in the practice jerseys.
Yeah. That's
that
right.
That was wonderful.
That was a hell of a run for that. I forgot all about that. Thanks for reminding. That was a great, great tournament.
But they'll be playing, you know, three games. They're too inconsistent. They're better defensively.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear, you know, we've talked a lot about Iowa. Beilein, you know, he brought in a defensive guru this year.
Did he really?
And they're better on the defensive
end. Wow, so it can work.
Frey McCaffrey, make a phone call to your friend John Beilein.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens this offseason. All right, real quick, we got like less than a minute left. Iowa State, West Virginia tomorrow, 5 o'clock tip.
I think all the momentum that they had in the Wednesday night and the positive vibes, they dissipate very
quickly.
Six guys.
And then to Sunday night, 6:30, Northwestern Iowa will bring down the curtain. It's the last game of the year.
Just what you want
schedule.
For a capper for Jim DeLaney.
This is the grand finale of Big Ten basketball, Northwestern at Iowa.
More garbage for a garbage season in the Big Ten. And
Hawks lose again.
Yep.
Good stuff. We'll see. Trent, good stuff. Enjoy Monday. Plenty of high school girls state coverage all week long. The following week, the boys are in action. It'll be the exact same thing. I'll talk to you from the road next week periodically. Trent, appreciate what you're doing. Jimmy B and TC today at 4 o'clock. It's the Ken Miller Show. Thank you for listening all week long. 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG.
Simple enough.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Make plans to bring your family to Children and Families of Iowa's Kid Fest, presented by the Veridian Credit Union, March the 2nd through the 4th, the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's fun for the entire family. Bounce houses, live entertainment, youth talent show, and everybody's favorite mascot. Superheroes and cartoon characters will be there as well. Details are available online at cfiowa.org. cfiowa.org, and we'll see you at Kids Fest.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 3131 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3131.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when 1 in 8 Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with 3 children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardesty's every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that